Hi everyone, it's Morgan. Welcome to a new episode. So I was thinking of this analogy earlier, or actually yesterday, doesn't matter. Let's see your subconscious mind as a computer, okay? And your belief system like a software. So every software needs an update, right? Right. So your belief system too. So if you want to break through that plateau that you've been at and you're doing all the things, yet you feel that you're spinning your wheels, you're spinning around in circles, you're not sure what to do next, this is simply due to your belief system. And I'm talking about deep subconscious beliefs here, right? So this can translate into habits or patterns that are deeply embedded within yourself and you don't notice them because they are so familiar. It's just your way of operating, your way of going about your day, right? Your thought pattern. And of course, you cannot know what you don't know. You cannot be aware of something that's familiar unless your attention is being brought to that thing, right? We are blind to what is familiar. As a child, for example, I didn't know it was not normal for a child to have constant anxiety because that was my normal. So, yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it. But then when I grew up and I realized that it was not normal, I mean, not normal, you know what I mean by normal. What is normal anyway? Let's say a child is supposed to be carefree, right? So, all this to say, if you are still operating from an old energy, while you want to reach your goals, your new set of goals, and that feels uncomfortable, that feels challenging, maybe you're afraid, and it's normal, right? Is just a misalignment between your, like, the way you see yourself now and your actual desires. It's all about bridging the gap. And that's what my clients hire me for and have been doing so since 2016. So let me tell you that you are already successful, even if you don't see it in your physical reality. And if you feel you're not that where you want to be yet, in spite of your efforts, here is what you need to do. If you have this clear vision, like you define your clear vision, every goals, and writing it down doesn't mean it's set in stone, right? It's just guidelines. Of course, you can always adjust as you go. So if you have this clear vision you're working towards, but something's sticky, you cannot seem to break through that plateau, you need to trust your heart that it's meant for you. Your heart would never lie to you. Your vision comes directly from your heart, the seat of your soul. That's your inner guidance or your intuition or your connection to source or to God. Any term you want to refer it to as, right? So if you feel you are disconnected from this, it's just because of beliefs. It's just societal conditioning, family system, like belief system. It's simply because of that. So to cut a long story short, in order to match your vision, you just need to strip the layers of conditioning so that your subconscious identity matches your conscious desires. And those desires come straight from your soul. And it doesn't have to be difficult or take time. If you're ready to bridge the gap, ask yourself, what do I need to believe about myself so that I can support myself towards my next level? So, column one, like, take a piece of paper and a pen and draw columns, right? In the first column, write your vision of success. You can use bullet point, clear, concise sentences formulated positively. For example, you don't want to write, I don't want XYZ anymore. You say, I want opposite of XYZ that you would write, you don't want, right? And then write down all the qualities that you would need to reach this goal. And let me know if it changes something. Let me know how it goes. I would love to hear from you if you try this trick or this technique. So I really hope this helps. And if you feel you need more help to actually go to the root cause, drop me a message. Let's talk about it. It doesn't engage you in anything. It's just a conversation. And I don't do pushy because I don't like when people push me. So I don't do it to others. So never be afraid to reach out. Thank you very much for listening. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.